The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Grizz Nation, welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, with my co-host, Mr. Sam Brucey. Sam, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How you doing today?
Good, coming off the second win of the season.
Yeah.
This is Hoop Ball Grizz. We're going to cover the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Memphis Grizzlies. This is our first post-game cast, and we are going to start to do this as much as possible. We would like to get into a point where we can post-game every game and then throw in a couple extra shows throughout the week. But this is number one. We're rolling with it. Man, how was the game tonight?
It was pretty good, I'd say. Enjoyed myself. Atmosphere was fantastic.
You were live in person at the FedEx Forum for the game.
That was great.
Karl Anthony Towns nice to the fans tonight, or was he just like...
I missed him by 5 minutes. I tried to get there early enough to get autographs, and the guy there was like, yep, you just missed him. And I was like, I shouldn't have went to the bathroom. God damn it. But, oh, well. I'll get him next time.
Get him next time. Good luck. Last time that I was at a T-Wolves game, he jetted off the floor.
Yep, he laughed at everybody and left.
Like there was nobody there.
Yep.
All right. So the final score of tonight's game, Grizzlies improved to 2-5. The score is 137 Memphis Grizzlies, 121 Minnesota Timberwolves. We're just going to quick run through the stats. Dylan had a monster game tonight. Did he look good?
He did look good.
It had to be good live.
Oh, yeah.
Putting on a show.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. So the starting five tonight was Jay, Jaren, Jonas, Ja, and Dylan. We're going to need to change Dylan's name so we can have five Jays in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The J will be silent. It could still be Dylan, but the J will be silent.
Okay. That's good. We'll put the... Got it.
Yep.
You heard it here first. We changed Dylan's name and now starts with a J. All right. So that was a starting five. Pretty much everybody in the starting five produced tonight outside of Jaren. Jaren played 15 minutes, had some foul issues again, and I don't really know. He was coming back off of the knee injury, and I didn't read anywhere where the knee injury was serious. So I don't know where the 15 minutes came from.
He looked good in warm-ups, too. That's what got me.
Yeah, and in the pregame interview, Coach Jenkins said earlier today that Jaren's asymptomatic, and so there was, no reason for him not to play. Mm-hmm. And then he only played 15 minutes. So, I can't help but wonder what exactly, if maybe something popped up and that's why he sat out the rest of the game. Or maybe it was just the fact that Brandon was playing so well. Brandon Clark did not miss a shot tonight from the field. He was 7-for-7.
He looked really good.
Yeah. So Jay started and he had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. If for some reason you have Jay Crowder on your fantasy basketball team, congratulations.
Yeah.
he filled up the stat sheet for you tonight.
It's so great.
Be a deep league, obviously, but that's a pretty solid line. Jaren didn't score. He had 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Jonas, another double-double. Double-double machine.
Yeah, let's go.
10, 14, 4 assists. Good game from him. Like to see him score a little more, but that's still a solid game. Said Dylan blew up. 31 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 56% from the field. Didn't miss a free throw. He was 5-for-7 from deep tonight. 5-for-7.
Will he do that again? Yeah. Probably not, but still look good doing it, man.
I'm not going to say he won't do it again.
Well, is he going to do it Friday? I don't know.
I hope so.
That would be awesome. They'll get a dub.
Yep, absolutely. He just looked good. I would love to see him just play the way that he did tonight. You could tell that he was feeling it. He was shooting the ball pretty well. Ja had another solid night, 26-4-4. And that's, the minutes restriction with him. I understand the load management stuff. It's a young team. The Grizzlies are probably not going to win a ton of games this year. And so you're taking care of these guys. And as a fan, obviously, I want to see these guys play. When I go to the game, I want them to be out there and I want them to be producing.
Yep.
But in the same token, as a fan, I understand that you want to protect the franchise. You know that these young guys need time to develop. And the eyes of a team as young as the Grizzlies just going to the playoffs and going off and going deep in the playoffs, it's just probably not going to happen at this point. So I'm okay with them kind of watching the minutes. You know, I would love to see Ja out there in the fourth more closing games. So maybe make an adjustment where Ja is playing more of the minutes in the fourth. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that problem, but I do. I want to see them out there more. But again, I understand why they're trying to guard the minutes. Kind of touched on Brandon Clark. He finished with 18, 8, and 2 assists. No blocks tonight, which that's kind of a rare thing for Brandon. He's been doing pretty good in that category.
It looked like he got one, but I guess they didn't count it. I thought he got one tonight, but yeah. Depressing.
Tyus Jones played 23 minutes. He done kind of what you want from a backup point guard. He didn't score. He had 8 points. Didn't score a ton, but that's okay. He had 5 assists and a steal. Plays. He's a pretty good defender. I don't know if I'd call him a plus defender, but you know he takes care of the ball. He pushes the pace. He's got pretty good vision. Just not on the level of Ja. Not even close. But that's why he's a backup and not the starter. Bruno played well tonight. He got 13 minutes. I would like to see Bruno get more time on the floor. Bruno produced last year when he got minutes. And I understand when Jaren is healthy and when Jaren is playing that Bruno is kind of not getting minutes because of him. Like he's playing. They play Bruno at the four and some at the five. And that's what you're doing with Jaren as well. And so I know that when Jaren's healthy, he's cutting into that. I'm not by any stretch saying that I think Bruno is better than Jaren, but I just wish that they could find more minutes for Bruno because I feel like he could produce just like this every night. And 5 points is not much, but he's just long, man. It looks like when you see this guy in person, it looks like his arms, his wingspan is like 40 feet. You know, okay. Can you pull that up, Sam? Pull up what is Bruno Caboclo's wingspan? So I know Bruno is 6'9", and what do you have? What's his wingspan?
7'7".
7'7". Like I said, I mean, obviously, I was exaggerating with the. It looks like his arm, his wingspan's 40 feet, but you can just tell, like when he's standing there, that he's got a monster wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're long like that, you can guard multiple positions. And he uses that. He get you know he breaks up stuff. You don't see like the I call it the dirty stuff. The stuff that happens that allows teams to win that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And you know breaking up plays, getting in the passing lanes. When you have a wingspan like that, you're gonna be able to.
You're gonna be everywhere.
Yeah, you're gonna be all over the place taking care of business. Gudrich shot pretty good from the field tonight. He was 60%. I still want to see him shooting the ball better from deep. I don't think he only shot 1-3 tonight, and he made that. So he's 100% from three tonight. Boom. Mm-hmm. There's the upswing.
Bango.
He's going off. Gudrich is going to make 400 threes this year now. Going ham. You heard it here first.
I wouldn't go that far with it. I wish him the best, though. He's going to beat Steph Curry's record. Anyway.
No. I don't even know. What's the single season record?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. 460?
Is it that much?
I think it's that much. Man, yeah. I don't know. It is actually 402.
402. There we go. Gudrich found his stroke. Shot 100% from three tonight, and he's breaking the NBA record.
We'll see.
Steph Curry, look out. Marco Gudrich is coming for you.
Well, he ain't going to have much competition right now with a broken hand. So,
hey, bold prediction. Marco Gudrich will make more threes in the next month than Steph Curry.
Oh, I'm willing to take that bet. Sign me up.
Not very bold. Sorry, taking a cheap shot at the Warriors, but they deserve it.
That they do.
All right, moving on. Getting away from the pipe dream of Marco Gudrich out shooting Steph Curry. Never happening in his life. So I'm moving on to team assists, and the Grizzlies had 34 tonight. And here you go. This is what happens. The Grizzlies are undefeated this year when they have more than 30 assists.
Yes.
Young season. The Nets game, they had 33. The Timberwolves game, they had 34. And all five of their losses, they were below 30 in assists. So they lost Chicago, they had 24. The Miami game, they had 22. The Lakers game, they had 20. Suns, 26. And they only had 19 against the Rockets. The turnovers were better tonight. The Grizzlies had 17 turnovers. They're taking care of the ball. When, you know, you're getting the team assist, you're cutting the turnovers down, you're going to win games. They won the rebound game tonight as well. The Timberwolves had 36 rebounds. The Grizzlies had 49. So winning the little things, when you win the little things, it shows up at the end on the final scoreboard.
Yeah, I'll agree with that statement right there. Absolutely.
So that wraps it up for us tonight, guys. The, again, final score, Grizzlies 137, Timberwolves 121. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. Sam, where can we get you?
I am on Twitter as well. It is SammyB1118. That is spelled with a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
Guys, we will be back on Friday for the Grizz versus the Magic post-game show. We'll be getting that up and ready to go as quickly as we can after the game. That should happen in pretty quick manner. Like, we're going to be, we'll be watching the game as soon as it's over. We're going to get in here and bust it out. So until next time, go Grizz.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.